It's the AT&T Morning Line.
Now, back to Brian and Tricia live at the Kentucky Derby Museum.
Thanks to our sponsors, Colton Steakhouse and Grill, The Plumbing Doctor, E-Town Kitchens and Baths, Clark Jewelers, and Cupper's Choice and Fonte Coffee. We've got a guy here who we've seen for a long time, and if you've ever been around the Kentucky Derby Festival, well, you've probably met him or at least seen him on television or heard something. Rip Hatfield is here, and your jacket's different than most people's. You only have one Pegasus on your pink jacket. It's not covered. Can you explain why that is for those who don't know why?
Well, the best answer is mine was covered with Pegasus at one time, and every time you mess something up or make a mistake, they take one off. I've got one left, and when that's gone, I'm out. No, seriously, the solid pink jackets are either chairman or past chairman, and the board and staff members have a pink jacket with all they're covered in Pegasus.
So you're more important, basically.
No, not really. We're finished.
You're finished.
No.
It's like, don't bother him. He's done.
We've already had more fun than we deserve to have.
So what year were you chair?
2006.
And you're co-chair this year for the 150.
Well, that's for the Derby host program at Churchill Downs.
Oh, okay,
Not this one. No, they have the.
So you, they just use you everywhere.
Well, it's really two different entities. We try to do things together, and we're really going together this year with the Churchill Downs, the Derby Festival, and the museum to bake it big for 150.
That's awesome.
And you have been part of the Kentucky Derby Festival for quite a while.
I went on the board of Derby Festival in 98, but I was active in them as a volunteer many, many years before that.
And you guys are always looking for more volunteers.
Exactly.
Because you depend on volunteers.
We depend on volunteers. We have over 4,000 volunteers, and I've helped run a program with our hole-in-one event, and we use over 300 volunteers.
Wow.
We have 10 shifts, and there's 15 or 10 days, there's two shifts a day and we have 15 people per shift, so 30 people for a day for 10 days, over 300 people total.
So if somebody wants to volunteer, do they have to volunteer for the whole Derby Festival season?
Oh, no, we've got a special. Any event you want to participate in, if you go to kdf.org and go into volunteers, there's all kinds of opportunities, and we're always looking for people.
Well, let's talk about some of the events that you have with the Kentucky Derby Festival. There's over 70.
Right.
Can you name them all?
I might get a start.
So what are some of the ones that maybe aren't as recognized? There's some that get a lot of attention, but some that don't get as much attention.
Wow, that's tough. Well, there's a lot of small events. You know, there's a ton of small events that are specialized, but you know, some of the better ones, the one I specialize in, the whole one. I've been doing that since I came on the board in 98, and I fell in love with it. And it's just a great program. I've just been on the parade. The bed races is an exciting. If you've never been to the bed races, that's something to see. But we have different. Everybody knows about Thunder Over Louisville. Everybody knows about the parade. But there's just probably so many small ones that are festivals within a festival.
Okay. Mm-hmm. And where can people find out all the information about all of the events?
Everything is listed on kdf.org, all of our events and all of our directors, all the information to contact different specialized areas. It's all on that website. We put everything we can do on there because that's the easiest way to get in.
Yeah. Well, you guys do a phenomenal job behind the scenes, and when people see you out in your pink jackets, and there's so much that goes into this, and I don't think we could ever fully appreciate how much goes into it.
Well,
thank you for what you do.
Believe it or not, there's not a lot of people in this area that know about this Morning Line program because most of it goes out to the state and other areas. So we don't do much of it localized. So there's not a lot of people that know about this event. And it's a great one.
And the reason we do this, why don't you explain why we do the AT&T Morning Line?
Well, we try to get the news out to everybody around the country, around the state, bring them into Louisville for the festival and for the race itself. In the museum, it's here 52 weeks a year.
Yeah. Yeah, this is something that, you know, a lot of people, if you live in Louisville or if you work in Louisville or you come travel through here often, you obviously know that there's Derby stuff going on. But if you're outside of the area, you don't see it day in and day out.
And it's a great place to come for a weekend during the festival. You'll find plenty to do.
Yeah. All right. Rip Hatfield with the Kentucky Derby Festival. Thanks so much.
Thank y'all for having me.
We are Quixie 98.3.